Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our live feed update for April 25th. Good morning. Good morning. I am live here from Podcast House, speaking quite loudly to a house of sleeping hungover people. So I hope this is not bothering any of them. Here today with me is Matt Ligori. How you doing, Matt?
I'm good. Everyone is pretty much still asleep, so we are going to be waking people up, but we do it for you guys.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Very excited to be here and talking to you about the Big Brother Canada 6 feeds and everything that happened on them yesterday. So let's get started. We had a roundtable last night where we talked about the ever-shifting landscape of this house, and that's probably going to continue. We had a lot of talk about potentially saving Kayla, potentially evicting Kayla, and some talk of a house meeting, but it never really happened. So we started the day off. Paris and Kayla were talking. And Paris was essentially selling Kayla on this idea that we are willing to keep you. I am willing to keep you. I am willing to do this. I'm going to stick my neck out for you. But I need some assurances if I'm going to do this, if I'm going to convince Maddie and Will to keep you in this game. And Kayla's like, oh, yeah, of course. Paris is like, oh, well, because I keep hearing that you guys are talking trash about. You guys need to stop that. Every time I turn around, I am hearing this about you talking about me. I'm hearing this about you talking about me. That needs to stop if I'm going to save you. And this attitude is not going to work very well for her in terms of winning Dayla to her side.
Yeah, they talked a few times throughout the day, and it felt like the conversation was kind of like the same every time. It seemed like Paris just kept reiterating, you guys need to stop talking trash about me. And Kayla just kind of kept skirting around it a little bit. And she was just like, yeah, no, we're good. But then every time that the conversations would end with Paris, Kayla would be talking to Derek and say, yeah, I don't know why Paris is pitching this to us like she's the one saving us, when it seems like when we've been talking to Maddie and Will, like they're on board with saving us as well. But Paris is trying to make it seem like it's her idea. So, I mean, Paris is trying, and it's kind of funny because it seems like Paris almost seems like she's putting more effort into this than Kayla is. I don't know. That's just what it feels like.
Yeah. Yeah. You kind of get that idea because but Paris is trying to, you know, have her cake and eat it too, where it's like, oh no, I'm going to be the one to save Kayla, and she's going to think it's only me, and I'm going to get what I want out of her and Derek. And it's just, she wants too much. And that's going to show. Derek and Kayla are going to talk afterward, and they're going to talk about how it just feels like Paris is trying to take credit for the fact that Will and Maddie seem to be on board to keep Kayla. But they are under the assumption that Will and Maddie are on board regardless of Paris, and that Paris is just trying to make it seem like she is this mastermind of the house and that she can pull these people to her will. And like Matt said, this is going to happen multiple times throughout the day, where Paris is going to talk to Kayla and say, I can get Maddie and Will on board. And then Derek and Kayla will talk afterward about like, oh my God, Paris, stop. So that's, we talked about this a lot on the round table. Paris just not really playing this correctly. Maddie and Kayla have a conversation, and Maddie's approach is much better. She's much more straightforward. She's just like, look, I kind of want to keep you, you know, so on and so forth. Just what you'd expect from a conversation with somebody who is talking to somebody that they are thinking of keeping and may want on their side.
Maddie's always been better with these conversations. I feel like, well, maybe not better, but she's always been like good with having like calm talks with people and saying like, yeah, these are my points, these are your points, I see your points, and they're all totally valid, and all this stuff. Like all season she's been good with that. But yeah, I feel like Kayla already has it in her mind that Maddie is on her side and that Maddie is willing to keep her. Like we were just saying, she thinks that Maddie and Will were already kind of on board, and then Paris is trying to come around and take credit for it. So I feel like this conversation is always going to go better with Maddie, because Kayla thinks that like like, we'll get, I guess, more into this a little later on, but when Kayla and Derek are talking about, like, who eventually they would have to put up in the triple if Kayla does stay, it does seem like they are still leaning towards, like maybe favoring Maddie over Paris a little bit. And I don't even know if I give credit to Maddie for that, or if it's just because Kayla and Derek are still so sketched out about Paris.
Yeah, it's a weird situation with Paris, especially. Just I think it, this is largely due to Paris's poor work. I think Maddie is doing a decent job, probably the best job of the three of them in terms of making this work for her. If this move is correct for anybody, it's probably Maddie, given the outcome of it. But that'll be interesting to know later on in the day. So Paris and Maddie have a conversation. They're talking about Allie and how Allie has not talked to them all day. And you know, they're saying, like, if our decision hadn't already been made up, which maybe it wasn't, she's kind of making it easier for us, because why isn't she talking to us? This is making us very uncomfortable. They also talked about the about potentially going to the final five with Will and Dayla, essentially the trio plus Dayla, because they're worried about Will's relationship with Johnny, because Will obviously told Johnny about his reservations with Paris before he told Paris. So they're a little bit concerned about that. And they're talking about potentially going to the final five with Dayla, which would just be awful for Paris. It would be bad for Maddie. I don't know. I don't know why they think this is potentially a good thing for them to do.
I thought you were over this. It's coughing. So yeah, it's Paris and Maddie are really blinded here, because Allie and Olivia have not been on the same side as them for pretty much the entire game. It's probably the worst idea I could ever think of to go to the final five with Dayla. They will win the comps and take you guys out, and they will be the final two, and there's nothing that they'll be able to do to stop it at that point. And if they decide to bring them to the final five, then that's completely on them. And when they lose the game, they can look back and regret this, like they probably will. I can't imagine a scenario where keeping Dayla through to the final five is a good idea. But Paris and Maddie have both, all game, especially the past few weeks, have been so not like anti Allie and Liv. It's just been like, even though they're like so like, all right, we're gonna work together, we're sticking together, because they have a lot of mutual, or maybe not a lot, but they had some common interests. And it's just at the point where they're like, all right, well, eventually we know that Liv and Allie are gonna put us up, so why would we not get rid of one of them right now? We'll get rid of Allie now, and we can keep Derek and Kayla, who are going to obviously be going after Johnny. They're telling us that they'd be going after Liv, so then that would keep us safe. But it's just like Paris and Maddie, more so than Will, are just so blind to the fact that they are a trio and we're going into the final seven. And if they think that anybody, no matter who it is, no matter who they save, no matter who they're aligned with, isn't going to take a shot and break up this trio before it's too late, then I don't know what they're thinking at all.
Yeah, I still think they're vastly overestimating their odds in the triple eviction. Just like they're, and Dayla will talk about it later, and we'll talk about that. But there's just no way Dayla is letting all three of them stay in the triple. So I don't think it's even possible for the three of them to get to the final five with Dayla, which means it's more likely that two of them will make it to the final five with Dayla and Liv, which not a good thing. I think at that point, if Liv loses Johnny, I think Liv is more likely to go with Dayla than she is to go with the other people. She hates them so much. Johnny stoked those fires as much as he could, and they really hate each other. So Will also joins them at some point, and they talk about here's their plan, because this is how they feel like they're going to keep Dayla to stick, make sure they stick to their word. They're going to hold their jury votes hostage. They're going to say, oh, well, if we keep you, Kayla, and you betray us, then none of us are going to vote for you. And that's three votes in the jury house, and you need four to win. So that's a bad move, guys. Doesn't really work, though, when you're talking to a pair that was hoping that they're going to be both in the final two, right? Like, you can't vote against us if we're against each other. So I'm not sure that's really going to work too well for them.
It's not like, it's obviously like a risky thing to be threatening something like that, but in a way, because it's a 7-person jury, and it's believable that they would also have Ryan's vote on this. If either of Dayla got to the end with like one other person, like if Olivia somehow, or, you know, if Olivia took out one of Dayla and then brought the other two to the end, they would have to be somewhat afraid of, like, if the trio is in the jury with Ryan, like, I would still have that in the back of my head that, okay, that's four people that are not going to vote for me. Four is the number that it takes to win in a 7-person jury. So while it's not my favorite tactic in any scenario to, like, to threaten your jury vote, it is a scary block of four that if they want to use that, they kind of can right now.
Yeah. I don't think it'll work though. That's my, yeah.
But it's something, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it is something. I think it might have worked with a different set of people for sure. I mean, you've got this trio of people. It's a smaller jury. You have that card to play. But honestly, I think it would work a lot better with Allie and Liv, right? Like, because Allie's already more likely to take a shot at Johnny in the first place and take a shot at the other member of Dayla. So, you know, I just still feel like probably not the best move to keep Kayla here. So Derek and Kayla talk some more. They talk about their plans for the triple. Right now, they will change these plans later in the day, but they were thinking, we want Will and Johnny. That's what we want, Will and Johnny out. They would like for Maddie and Liv to stay. So Paris is the one that is expendable if they are not able to target Will or Johnny. But those plans are going to change a little bit after some more talks with Paris trying to take credit for things. So that conversation will happen right now. Kayla will talk to Paris, and Kayla lies to Paris saying, we're going to be targeting Johnny and Liv. That is not the case. They will not be targeting Liv. They want to keep Liv safe in the triple because they know Liv could be a number for them if Johnny is gone and Allie is gone. Paris, at that point, continues to pretend that Maddie and Will are not on board with keeping Kayla, which is going to be very annoying to Kayla. And so she's going to talk to Derek again and say, you know what? Screw it. I just want to see Paris leave. I would love to see Johnny and Paris go in the triple. Anything we can do to make that happen, I am on board with.
Paris has been doing so well all game long, and she put herself in such a good position. We've been pretty high on her for past weeks because she's been safe anytime that any given HOH wins. It's like, all right, well, there's so many more targets that they're going to come for before Paris. But it's just like at this point in the game, she doesn't really have many outs. Like, a triple's coming up, and people, you know, like we've been saying, also people have been recognizing that she is a threat. She has been playing all sides, and if she gets to the end, she's gonna have a case. The fact that she's still, like you said, she's been sticking at her neck so much to potentially save Kayla here, when every time that she ends a conversation, Kayla's like, still don't really buy that. And even Paris is saying, like, she was talking, I don't know if she was talking to the cameras or talking to someone else, but I think it was the cameras, and she was saying, after a conversation with Kayla, she's like, well, I don't trust anything Kayla says, but I also don't trust anything Allie says. So it's like, all right, well, if you don't trust either of them, you're really going to leave the stronger duo who has won, like, back-to-back-to-back-to-back comps in the game. Meanwhile, Allie hasn't won a single thing, and Olivia won one comp, or she did well in another. And it's like, I don't know, like, I've been getting so disappointed in Paris and how blinded she is just by wanting to get Allie out here, that she's really potentially ruining her game if Kayla stays this week, I think.
Yeah, it's tricky stuff. Derek talks to Paris in the catacombs, and they are clearing some stuff up about you know, what he said to Will and why he said it. And this has been going back and forth a little bit throughout the day, that Dayla claimed that Derek was not throwing Paris under the bus unprompted, that it was Will who was asking questions and Derek was just trying to answer the questions because Will was just so suspicious in the first place. So they're trying to clear that up, and, you know, Paris is doing more of her, I can get Will and Maddie on board. You have to, like, keep me safe though, if you do that, if I do that. This is what happened during the round table last night. Johnny comes in and catches them talking, and he goes off, he calls them out. He says, what are you doing campaigning? You know, this is not good, not kosher. Derek tells him to leave. He says, nope, I'm good. I'm good to stay here. And he's talking about calling a house meeting, and like, Derek, you've been throwing Paris under the bus. Like, he wants to initiate some call outs. He essentially, he sort of realizes here, it's looking like maybe they're going to try and keep Kayla in the house. And let me try and do something here. He freaks out essentially. He's like, Derek, what are you doing? This is no, Paris. No, what's happening here? He's not happy about this, Matt.
Well, the fun part for me was because it was so hard to like keep up with a lot going on yesterday because, you know, everybody was getting into Boston and we were out last night and I was reading these updates while we were playing trivia at one of the bars. And I'm like, wow, like there's a big fight going on. Like, this is crazy. I wish I was watching it. And I'm in my head, I'm, you know, trying to picture it from reading the updates. And then earlier today, I'm watching the clip and I'm like, this doesn't seem as confrontational from Johnny as I thought it was. Like, Johnny's approach to getting into this confrontation is just so like he's trying to be jokey about it at first, but he's also being serious with what he's saying. And that's, I appreciate that so much about him. Cause I just feel like if I happened to be playing the game, I feel like I would do the same kind of thing. It's just like entertaining. Cause it's like, he's not going out of his way to start this fight while being like, I'm coming to like to yell at Derek. He's just like, so like, why are you still campaigning to Paris? Like, you were throwing her under the bus for the past few days and now you're trying to be your best friend. And he, like I said, he's trying to do it in like a joking way, but he's being serious with what he's saying. And Paris has the best seat in the house right now because she's just watching these two go after each other. And Derek is getting actually angry. And then by the end of it, he's actually like fuming and he's like, all right, Johnny, seriously, like, go, like, I don't know why you're doing this. And then, I mean, we didn't say it yet, but like later on they're fine again because Johnny isn't the kind of person who's like holding a grudge throughout the house because he knows how to play the game and he knows that he couldn't keep this going like forever. He doesn't want like Derek slandering Johnny's name for like the rest of the week, even though Derek is still coming after him. But, I appreciated the way that Johnny went about this. I thought it was fun.
Yeah, the way that Johnny argues with people is definitely interesting, and he does clear it up with them afterward. And I'm pretty sure like when he eventually does, he's like, I am leaving, but it's my choice to leave. Just so you know, it's just like there's a level of irreverence to it that you know, it did piss Derek off, but then Johnny kind of, I think, quickly realizes, okay, Allie's in trouble here. You know, what do we need to do to make this happen? To keep Allie here, he runs to Liv and Allie and he says, "Look, you guys need to be telling the trio that you're targeting me. If you're not already, you should be telling them that. Maybe we need to fake a fight, like have a house meeting, do some sort of big fake fight thing, because this is what you guys need to be doing." And I think that's that was one of the reasons why Johnny wanted the house meeting, was because he wanted, and then because then he quickly runs to Dayla as well and says, I'm sorry, Derek, I was just messing with you guys, like, you know, it's so awkward because we're all friends and like we're, you know, it's we're in this house and we're supposed to have drama. And they're like, oh yeah, it's so fun, it's so good. And so like they're like laughing with each other afterward. We talked about this a little bit on the round table, but like Johnny very quickly trying to be like, oh look, I'm laughing with Dayla and now I'm gonna be fighting with Allie and Liv. So then Allie runs and talks to Maddie and has a long conversation with Maddie where she explains, I am targeting Johnny. I promise. It's not even a lie. I will not put you guys up in the triple. I will not put the trio up at all. I promise. Like, this is where I stand. You know, I want Johnny out of this house. He is a huge threat in this game. And Maddie's buying this. Maddie is sort of into this. And so there's a little bit of doubt as to whether or not Maddie is still on board to keep Kayla in this game.
And this is a part of or a lot of the reason why it's so bad that Derek won the veto, because besides the fact that it's not a guarantee that one of Dayla is going to go home, it's also the fact that Allie's on the block. Like, now the only thing that she can do to pitch to people to ensure that she stays is by saying, yeah, I'm coming after Johnny. Meanwhile, if it was just Kayla and Derek on the block, one of them would be going home. And even if they said they were coming after Johnny, that was already known. But now Allie has to tell people that she's coming after Johnny because the trio is the other option pretty much. And it's again, it'd be stupid for Maddie or any of the other people in the trio to think that they're not going to end up on the block in the triple. There's only so many house guests left and they're not directly working with Allie or Liv or whoever. But yeah, it's I lost my train of thought, but yeah, keep going.
It flew right out of my head.
Well, yeah, I mean, I also think it's interesting, just like what you were talking about with Johnny, where, like, you know, we're reading those updates during the roundtable, and it's like, oh my God, Johnny's totally lost his mind based on what we're seeing, because, like, you know, Johnny has his detractors for sure, like most people that are good at strategy do. And the way that I think he was being portrayed by the people who were updating, or you know, that were, you know, just talking about it in the chat, especially as I mentioned, we had some Johnny haters in the chat. They were like, whoa, Johnny's losing his mind, he's totally like lost it, and we're like, wow, what's happening? But then when you watch it, it's like not even close to what it was being portrayed to be. That's why you have to be careful about, you know, believing everything that you hear, including with this podcast. Do your own research. I know it's not going to happen. I do my best to give you the best version. All right. So Allie and Maddie, they have this whole conversation. Then she later pitches to the whole trio. They have a mini house meeting, I would say. Again, Allie's just trying to clear some stuff up about like what Kayla's been saying about her and what her actual plans are moving forward. And, like I said, it kind of seems like Maddie has been convinced a little bit. Paris then had to talk to Maddie afterward and be like, hey, Maddie was saying, should we still be keeping Kayla? Like, what's going on here? And it'll be very interesting to see what conversations Maddie and Paris have today, to see just how much Maddie is swaying from this plan, because I think that, for sure, Will sway with the wind. And so it really just depends on like, what does Maddie want to do? If Maddie decides to evict Kayla, I think that Kayla will leave. If she decides she wants to keep Kayla, I think Kayla will stay. But I mean, either way, I think Maddie is in a decent spot to survive the triple, because, Dayla is not coming after her. Allie and Liv would not be coming after her. Johnny is not coming after her, not that he could do anything anyway, and obviously nobody in the trio is coming after her, so like it would take a weird and unfortunate veto situation, I think, to send Maddie home. So it's really just a matter of like, who does she want to be up against past the triple? And that's why I think it still makes sense for her to evict Kayla and try and weaken the showmans.
It does seem like Maddie's the swing here. It seems like Paris is obviously leaning one way. Will, we know that he sways with the wind, and we know that like whoever gets into his ear at the last minute on Thursday might just get their way. But I do feel like at the end of the day, his allegiance seems a little bit more to Johnny than Paris, just when it comes down to it, or maybe just who can get into his head more. I feel like Johnny has much more pull on Will than Paris ultimately does, especially with Paris like sketching Will out a little bit in like the past week or so. So it does seem like Maddie's the one in the middle, and if Maddie decides that she wants to kill it to go, I feel like that'll probably happen. But if Johnny can pull Maddie back in, and you know, Allie did some work last night to ensure, because the whole problem was that Maddie and Allie had talked, and it was like one of the worst conversations that you could ever have when you're trying to save your game. And, you know, Allie literally told her, I don't need you. I don't need your vote. I'm not really asking for it. I'm just kind of saying, you know, this is what it is. Like one of the worst conversations you could ever have before you're, while you're on the block. But I don't even know. I honestly don't even know if Allie recognized that that was a bad conversation. I think she just is moving forward and trying to make sure that she stays now. But if Allie can continue getting into Maddie's ear and saying, I'm not coming after you, even though you might think that I am, I want Johnny out, I want Derek out. So if I stay, I'm going after those two, and I will have to put one of you guys on the block, but I'm going to save you. I don't want you guys to go. I want Johnny to go. I want Derek to go. And that could probably work for her on Maddie, but, it's going to be tough. But I mean, we know that Paris doesn't really get her way very often. Like what happened last week when she tried to save Ryan and everybody else was against it, and what, did she get her way? No, she gave in eventually. So I could very easily see the same thing happening this week.
Yeah, it's, I don't think Paris has gotten her way a single time in this house.
No, the whole season is just her evicting all of her friends by accident or whatever. She just keeps sending all of her friends out when she tries to save them. And this week may be no different, even though they're not the best of friends.
Yeah, like even the week that she got Ryan up on the block, which was like her shining moment, she then regretted, because she had initially thrown Maddie and Johnny under the bus, she regretted that decision, then got Ryan up on the block, then later regretted that decision and didn't want Ryan to go home. But he was going to go home anyway because he was up against Will, and she obviously didn't want Will home either. And then, you know, luckily Ryan was saved, but then the stink was still on him and he ends up going the next week, which she didn't want to have happen. She just, I honestly, I think that might be part of her motivation for wanting to keep Kayla, is that like, I, for once, get to change the status quo and nobody can stop me. I honestly think that's a big part of her motivation here. So
what does she have on her resume right now? I mean, besides the fact that everybody's acknowledging, that she's played well, it's just like, she still wants something that she can point to and say, I did that. I made this happen. So I kept Kayla in because I knew that Allie was coming for me. And I guess that's really the only thing that she'd be able to point to right now, because even though she has done all these other things, it's like everybody looks for the big resume points, and she doesn't have any comp wins yet. So she needs something in her mind.
Yeah. So then that was basically it last night. This morning before the update, Liv and Allie were talking and they were discussing plans for the triple, if Allie stays, of course. And Allie was talking about taking out obviously Derek and Johnny. Liv was starting for the first time. We've known that she feels this way for a while, but she hasn't voiced it to Allie yet. She says for the first time, I don't think we should take out Derek and Johnny. I think we should take out at least one or maybe two of that trio. And Allie's like, maybe one of them, but I don't know. I feel like we definitely have to send one of Derek or Johnny home. And Liv was like, I don't want to send Johnny home though. And Allie was, no, I would honestly prefer Derek in this house before Johnny. Johnny is just such a powerhouse. I already regret saving him because she still thinks she's the one that saved him. And so Liv lost that conversation. She tried to protect Johnny, did not work. Allie is still set on targeting Johnny. However, her method of targeting Johnny is, I'm going to put up, like Derek, Paris, and Will or something, and then hope that Johnny doesn't get picked for the veto, like hope that he's the one that doesn't play. I assume her plans will change once she finds out that as the HOH, she would not be playing in the veto, and Johnny would be no matter what, and maybe that would change her plans and make her put up Johnny initially. But it gives Johnny a better shot at staying in the house if he's not up there initially, if Allie is trying to target him. But the underlying message here is Allie is still targeting Johnny. She's trying to get that message across to the trio. And the other person that she wants out and that Liv also seems to want out is Paris. So it would be Johnny and Paris if Allie had her way in the triple eviction, which it's interesting. I think that I honestly think that Kayla leaving is not even that bad for Derek. I think that if Kayla leaves, then Derek still has a great shot at surviving the triple, especially if people like Allie Allie isn't coming after him. And also if Paris and Maddie, if they feel like Johnny's a bigger threat than Derek and they decide to take out Johnny instead of Derek and maybe Liv or whoever else as well, then I think that Derek could be in the spot where he is a very good chance of winning out from Final Five. I mean, I think either Derek or Johnny, they both have very good shots at winning out, especially with the kinds of competitions that Big Brother Canada has. So I really feel like they're two of the front runners here, Matt.
Yeah, and just to back up for like 2 seconds, I know we obviously give Johnny a lot of praise, which I do feel is well deserved after watching him play so much this season. But I will knock him a little bit, I guess, for the past few days. It seems like he hasn't done a great job reassuring Allie He obviously had to put her up, and Allie was the mastermind last week who saved him. And, you know, she, even if that's not true, she does feel that way. And she does feel like she stuck her neck out to save him. And at the beginning of this week, he just kind of threw her under the bus. He threw Dayla under the bus with each other. And he was like, well, you were working with Dayla. You were running all this information back to them. And it's just like in the past few days, Johnny hasn't done a whole lot of reassurance with Allie to say, don't worry, like, we're still good. Like, I'm fighting to make sure that you stay. Like, there's no way I'm going to let you leave this house. And I wish I saw more of that. I think it's a lot to do with when people come into power and they're in the HOH room, they just get so comfortable and they feel like maybe they don't have to have as many conversations. I feel like Erica, well, maybe not Erica. Erica had a million conversations, but it felt like she was getting comfortable while she was in the HOH room for so long. And, you know, if Johnny wasn't in the HOH room, he would be gaming as much as he was last week. But I feel like he's just kind of like slipping a little bit. And then we saw at the end of the day that it like clicked back into his brain. He's like, wait, hold on, wake up, make sure people might be trying to save Kayla. Like, and then he tried to correct that. But I really feel like he has 2 days left or a day and a few hours left. And I think he really needs to put in some work with Allie to make sure that if Allie stays, she wouldn't come after him, even though she still might, no matter what. She might be coming after Johnny, which is totally fair for her game. But I would like to see more from him to try to make that not happen.
Yeah, I mean, at the beginning of the week when he made the inroads he did with Liv, Liv let him know that Allie was essentially still gunning for it. Like, even though Allie saved him, she was still targeting him. And from that moment on, I think that Johnny kind of just wrote her off. And that didn't matter before Derek had won the veto. And that's why Allie's on the block right now, because she is the most expendable person, because it is kind of a mistake for the trio to keep Allie. So even if they do make that mistake, it's not the end of the world for Johnny. But he has struggled to pivot away from that initial plan this week after Derek has won the veto, which is unfortunate. I mean, it's a difficult place to pivot from. There's not a lot of room for Johnny to go or space for Johnny to move around. But yes, I think that, and I also think, if anything, you know, I think that he's not done as well with Liv as he should be. I think he was doing fantastically with her at the beginning of the week. And, I think that he has been not valuing his relationship to Liv as much as he should be. Granted, she's still trying to protect him even this morning, so it's not like it's not hurting him yet. But I could see a situation where Liv is being pressured by people in the triple to put Johnny up, and he needs to be on top of that. Like, I could see Liv caving into the pressure, like Allie's screaming at her, or Dayla's screaming at her, or Paris and whoever is screaming at her. And she's just like, okay, fine. So he needs to make sure that there is no chance that she puts him up, because I do still think that she is one of the more likely people to win the triple eviction HOH. And then another quick note, I was just reading, Paris is talking to Will. Will still also wants to protect Johnny in the triple if he can. So if Will wins the HOH, he is not going to be targeting Johnny, at least not intentionally. And he was saying to Paris, if we can save Johnny, we will. If we can protect him, we will. If we can't, obviously we're going to protect ourselves first. So that's something that that Dayla needs to watch out for if they're trying to target Johnny. They've been going back and forth about who they would put up on the block with Johnny. If they don't put Will up on the block with Johnny and then Will wins the veto, I do think there's a chance that Will would save Johnny with the veto. Probably not over somebody like Paris, but you never know, especially in those highly tensely situation-y moments. You know, Johnny is not afraid to be forceful in these things, in the doubles, in the triples, and that goes a long way. So it'll be very, very interesting to see what happens there in the triple. Just a day away, tomorrow night, we'll be watching live here at Podcast House, and then doing a podcast afterward, talking about all of the stuff that happened in the triple eviction. We're not spoiling ourselves, Matt. We're not gonna.
I think a lot of people want to go watch Drag Race, and that's fine. Like, if they want to leave the house, that's fine. I'm gonna watch Drag Race eventually too, but if they want to leave, like, the less people that are here that could potentially spoil us, the better.
Yes, we're just gonna put a muzzle on Charles, I think.
Yes. But we need that even if he's not talking about Big Brother.
Yeah. So thank you everyone for joining us live from Podcast House. We will be live tomorrow morning as well. Maybe Lita will be able to join us for that one. Who knows? Thanks again for joining us. Make sure you check out my Twitch page if you want to, I'll try and stream some stuff from here if we ever do anything fun or interesting. We've got a dartboard. We've got some pool. Who knows? Stream. We're talking about doing some like coconut chop challenges. I know Lita wants to. Look, I found a game. Lita doesn't seem to remember because I heard her talking to Austin about it. But I found a game that could work for us. So if you want to see some shenanigans, follow the Twitch page, Taryn Armstrong. I might try and go live. I've also been streaming God of War. That's been a lot of fun. Lots of fun. Potential Secret Hitler, of course. We might play some Secret Hitler. We'd try to stream that as well. So we've also got, like I said, tomorrow night after the episode, tomorrow morning, 10 a.m. Eastern. And then Friday, I assume I will be talking with three people. Wow. So the last time when there was a double, there was like a conference call that we were on. I don't know if that's going to be the case again, if I'm going to get like in-depth interviews or if it's going to be a kind of like you get a couple questions. So that'll be interesting to see. But man, three potential X interviews coming to you on Friday. So that will be fun. So thank you again, everyone, for joining us. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Matt is at Matt Ligori. And see you next time.